This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization cautioned against major alarm over a new, highly infectious variant of the coronavirus that has emerged in Britain, saying this was a normal part of a pandemic's evolution. The WHO says the new coronavirus variant is not yet out of control and can be contained using existing measures. But WHO's emergencies chief told a press conference this situation, quote, cannot be left to its own devices, end quote. EU and UK trade talks inched onwards under renewed pressure Monday as transport chaos triggered by the emergence of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain overshadowed efforts to reach a Brexit deal. Only 10 days are left until January 1st when Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union, and hopes of securing a new arrangement suffered a blow as another deadline went by. Without a deal, Britain's links to the European Union end at midnight, December 31st. The European Union drug regulator has recommended the BioNTech-Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for use. The move comes weeks after the same vaccine was authorized in Britain and the United States, AP's Karen Chalmers reports.
The European Medicines Agency's approval raises hopes that the 27 nations in the bloc can begin administering the first shots to their citizens shortly after Christmas. As virus cases surged again across the continent, the agency was under pressure by European governments to speed up the process. Worries around Europe were heightened by news of a newly identified strain that appears to spread more easily, but experts expressed confidence that the new vaccine would still be effective against it. The conditional marketing authorization, as it's known, needs to be rubber-stamped by the EU's executive branch before vaccinations can begin. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Luxembourg will join its European neighbors in reinforcing virus lockdown rules after Christmas, Prime Minister Javier Bettel announced Monday. From December 26, the overnight curfew will begin 2 hours earlier at 9 p.m., and shops deemed non-essential will be told to close down. The reopening of schools after the Christmas and New Year break will be postponed until January 10th. Luxembourg's coronavirus figures have been improving, but the situation remains worrying with rising case numbers in neighboring countries. National associations of doctors, nurses, and seven other medical groups in Japan declared a state of a medical emergency Monday, urging the government to support the nation's medical system creaking under the strain of the coronavirus pandemic. The joint statement said, quote, the spread of the coronavirus infection shows no signs of stopping. Left unchecked, people in Japan will not be able to receive regular medical care, let alone care for COVID-19. The U.S. House and Senate are expected to vote very soon on a $900 billion COVID relief bill they finally agreed upon that will put money in the pockets of millions of Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under the agreement, $600 checks go to Americans making less than $75,000 a year, $300 a week to the unemployed. There's money for businesses, schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Finally, we have some good news to deliver to the American people.
There'll be another major rescue package for the American people.
The earliest Americans could expect to see checks, January. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday Russia was behind the massive hack of U.S. government computer systems, contradicting President Donald Trump's suggestion that China could be involved. 2 days after Trump downplayed what intelligence experts have called the most devastating break in U.S. computer security in years, Barr said he agreed with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's attributing the hack to Moscow. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Monday he had tricked a Russian secret agent into disclosing details of the botched plot to kill him and had been told poison had been placed in his underpants. Navalny, one of President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken critics, was airlifted to Germany for treatment in August after collapsing on a plane in Russia. Germany has said he was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him, an assertion many Western nations accept. Navalny declared his poisoning case solved earlier this month when a joint media inquiry said it had identified a team of assassins from Russia's FSB security service. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.